From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. Over 470,000 people visited the Arkansas State Fair this year, with many coming for the food and rides. However, what attracts the attention of many competitive youth in the state are the livestock showings. KUAR intern Kelly Connolly has details.
Last week at the State Fair, Future Farmers of America students, members of agricultural clubs, and independent farmers competed against one another to show animals from around the state. Many competitors were young people who sacrificed their time and resources to take part in livestock showing. Cassandra Teichman, a member of Gravit Gleamers 4-H Club, spends nearly 3 hours rinsing and drying her cattle each night after school and basketball practice.
I rinse her for 7 to 10 minutes to get her back to her body temperature. And then I'll comb it while she's wet, and then I'll blow all the hair forward until she's completely dry. And then I take another brush and I brush it and then put sheen on her and then blow it into her.
Cross County High School student Cameron Scott was involved in sports at her high school, but coaches began having issues with the time she was putting into FFA. She quit her sport after realizing she had, quote, bigger and better things to do. Much like Teichman, Scott spends the majority of her free time preparing for livestock showings.
But the actual work itself is early mornings, late nights, all day shenanigans. So it's one big thing together.
Fellow Cross County High School student Samantha Hagler shows Nigerian dwarf goats. She works with her goats every day to make sure they are walking properly and ensures that each goat's hooves are clipped finely for judging.
Honestly, it took them a while to learn how to walk properly and how to brace. And then, of course, like getting them ready by feeding them the right feed, grooming them takes a while.
Cross County agriculture teacher J.C. Long says many students initially interested in livestock showing are deterred for financial reasons, but she does not hesitate to help her students. Long drives students to competitions and pitches in if they cannot afford something.
I will say I help out a lot. I bought several bags of feed. I pay for the gas to get them here and there, and I don't get reimbursed for it. It's all out of my pocket.
Scott and Hagler are both Long students. They both contribute their own money to show livestock. Hagler says the money adds up.
I spent $700 on the goats themselves, and then all of the like shampoos, the feed's expensive. Hay itself, everything.
Scott says she spent $1,500 to $2,000 on her livestock and supplies for this year. She hopes a new program will be started to offset student costs.
We're hoping by the time we graduate, we can get a FFA booster club going, so we're able to give back to our chapter, to our FFA chapter, and we're able to help these kids who want to show but aren't able to because they don't have the funds, and help them get out there and possibly get those animals so they're able to show one of their own.
Though livestock showing costs both time and money, Long says livestock showing gives students opportunities that extend outside of the classroom.
Respect is a big thing. I run into that a lot in my classes. I think them getting out there in front of a judge, getting out here in front of you all and in front of the public, teaches them how to talk to people, how to respect people, how to network. That's what they need.
Both Scott and Hagler say they have seen the benefits of livestock showing in their own lives. Hagler says seeing the audience's reaction to her animals makes her happy, while Scott says she appreciates the learning experiences she has gained from participating in shows. Kelly Conley, KUAR News.